right, I guess you're not up and at them yet. This is me. Yeah, Nick Hawley.
I kind of think the Blues are probably winning the division. I don't think they're winning anything in the playoffs, but
skipping urgent message.
Trying to get a line to call you. It's
wow,
been
this is
like
a fun game.
So problematic for some reason tonight. I can't get a cell phone to call you. So this is like my fourth location.
I got a little too aggressive just trying to push the ball downfield, I think, instead of being patient and
urgent message.
Hi. I hate that your phone keeps rejecting me. You must have a really bad connection. Anyway,
Just messing with people?
I don't know. It's 11:42. It's not even late. So if you're not asleep, call me back. All right, bye.
Let's go. Oh, fourth fumble would have been huge. You might get a field goal range, boys. That was absolutely massive. The 42. That's
skipping
over.
Urgent message.
Okay, this is the game, boys. If he gets it,
please give me a call when you get this message. It's just not even about being negative right now. It's about sorting out some very serious feelings that I had for you and, you know, not being able to reach out and touch you and talk to you when I think it's necessary, when I deem it, you know, emotionally necessary to talk, not being able to do those things, I was not ready to subject myself to that type of, you know, and I was not able to endure it. And I think the way you're responding is just making it even worse for me. So I need to talk to you with regards to that, and just, you know, maybe to talk you
to
the toes that we should be having, that needs to take place then, obviously. I don't know.
The Niners, where you have a Debo at running back.
Your reaction to everything is really disappointing.
When I tried, it wouldn't let you actually sub him in. I couldn't figure it out, but I'm assuming by launch you'll be able to.
I need to talk to you.
Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah. Join the Discord, bro. It's totally free, and I can send you a bunch of videos.
That's probably the situation, how you normally deal with it, but that's just not going to work. So I'm going to let your thoughts, processing, and all that, whatever you need to do, and call me because I want to talk to you. I'm so falling in love, and it's not a good thing because I know that this is ultimately – not going to end. It's not going
to
happen. So I need to talk that through with you. I need to express that to you, okay? And if I haven't said enough already, that's where I am. So that you know.
What's good? That's what I was trying to hit the whole time.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional?
Yeah,
package.
So on this on a score and go. Okay, we'll score and go for two. I honestly don't really want to play this guy in another game.
Perfect. Like if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all.
Fuck yeah, Sweat. Good luck, buddy. Happy birthday. Thanks for coming through.
And it was cool, too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know? So,
let's kill it.
I don't know.
18.
You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about.
Yeah, RNG
I won't lie,
is wild.
You know?
Yeah, there's like 90
but
here the other day. It's crazy.
That vibe of, like,
yeah,
how do you grow like that? That is not nice.
Man.
So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else.
Well, that guy
I think I'm okay.
Defense, yeah.
I'm not away from you.
Kind of
still going to stick
January.
To that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, we're getting close to 12K for sure.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams. Give me your chain, punk.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle.
I don't know. Like,
much love, Steve. Do what you do.
I usually,
God bless.
Cover three, and cover two
Steve,
is so easy to bomb.
Congrats on your motherfucking podcast,
The
Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to people
dick running back,
brother.
No, I have.
All right.
It's tough already. Oh, yeah?
The following program is rated
MAN.
It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, myself. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta
check.
Keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Hold on. Yes. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This is the Man Mindset, guys. This show right here is a show that is different from all the shows out there that y'all hear and y'all listen to. This show right here is 100% original. It is 100% in-house. All the information and all the stuff that we talk about is in-house. So I do want to say that to you guys out there. Shout out to you guys out there that's listening to the show. You know how we always do it. Guys, if you're brand new, I want to say thank you for joining the show. I want to say thank you guys for being here. We're going to chop it up for about a few hours and a half or whatever, you know, just about around that time. But we got a lot to talk about, a lot to get into, so let's get into it. Guys, go ahead and hit the button. Go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons if you guys want to get updates on the shows and stuff like that. Gentlemen, if you want to learn game from us, go ahead and get in your car. Go ahead and go to your Walmart, Amazon. Go to all those places. Find 100-piece puzzle. Say, guys, it's the only way we teach to teach you how to see the game for yourself. Drive home, dump the puzzle pieces on a table, throw the box away, and beginning the process of putting your stuff together, gentlemen. Also, gentlemen, I do want to say to all you guys out there that are listening to this show, I also want to say what's very important in this show is that you guys go ahead, all you guys out there, make sure you get your lost and found boxes. Make sure you put that inside, because if you want to break a woman the right way and show her that you have something, make sure you get your lost and found boxes, okay? Also, we want to give a shout-out to my dogs out here. Oh, my God, 323 likes right there on that day. We always shout y'all out. If y'all can beat that record, we will shout you out as well. Guys, if you have questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. Y'all know how we do it. I just want to get these in, the questions. I'm sorry. Oop, wrong button. Guys, go ahead and put a question. If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q. The lines are open if you want to call in. If you're texting a woman, you don't know what you're saying to her, you need some help, go ahead and put a T in there. We got you covered. But today we're going to talk about something that a lot of guys have the biggest problem with. I kind of shocked a lot of people yesterday's show when I was talking about women have what is called checks and balances, okay? What I want you guys to know that's very important in the game is I want you guys to know, and I welcome all you those that are here that are new and all this other stuff, welcome to the show. A lot of guys were pretty much shocked that women have checks and balances, and we want to talk about checks and balances. How can you as a man get past her checks and balances and win the game, okay? So that's what we want to talk about today. So, guys, the lines are open. Get your crayons out. If you have a question, call in. We have a lot to cover and a lot to talk about. Now, gentlemen, now I know it's going to be hard for you guys to understand this. But in order to win in this game, you've got to have experience. But don't worry, we got you, and we will show you how to create that. I met this girl. She didn't mind going on free dates. She knew I was. It was a date up front, and like me not. She knew it was a date up front, and like me not. All right, listen, Matthew, I don't think this is the right place for you, Matthew, and I say this with love. Matthew, I don't know what the fuck escalating is. I don't know what that bitch-ass word is. And let me tell you something. Don't ever bring up a PUA or red pill term again or you will be kicked out of this room. This room is for a me pill community that wants to be single-minded. And let me tell you something, big dog. Here's the problem. You're the bitch in this thing. It's not the woman. You're the bitch. Why the fuck are you taking her on a date if she only likes you, you dumb bitch? Excuse me, guys. I just hate motherfuckers that don't listen to shit. Listen to this weak-ass shit he's saying, guys. She doesn't mind going on free dates because you're a gump. If you were a man and part of the game, you would have checked her and let her know what the deal is, son. What is all this cupcaking, Matthew? And there's no such thing as escalating as a man. She's not scared. She just sees you as food. Gentlemen, this is a prime example of what I'm saying. This is a, Daniel, I got you, brother. This is a prime example of why you guys lose, because women do so many checks and balances to make sure that you guys are actually something that they want to mess with. Matthew, don't you ever say anything that is PUA or red pill in this room again, or you will be dismissed. And I'm being honest with you. I'm sorry for y'all guys. You know, we're here for my me pillers, not the Matthews of the world who don't know anything. What a shame. See, guys, this is why women don't respect a lot of you guys, because guys like this is always cupcaking women. See, guys, what a shame, Matthew. Shame on you. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. What do I need to do to understand I don't have experience? Okay, I'm going to do it, sir. I got you. Be patient. Be patient. Gentlemen, women get hit on every day. Women get hit on hundreds, if not thousands, of guys every day. And these women have to figure out and separate people from the herd. And if you cannot give a woman an experience then she is going to dismiss you because she has other people who are willing, unlike you, to do the work that it takes to show her that you have experience. Gentlemen, I wrote it down. I wrote this down. I am using my other camera, so I wrote this down. And let me read this to you guys. Please understand. Let me read this to you and show you some things that they're looking for. I want y'all to hear this. I wrote this down while I was driving. I didn't get a chance to make any charts or anything, but I wrote all this down. But let me tell y'all this. Let me find it. Checks and balances, gentlemen, is going to be checks and balances, gentlemen. And if you ask me a question, do it again, I'm going to kick you out. Do it again, I'm going to kick you out. Stop asking me that weak question. Do it again, I'm going to kick you out. Anyway, a woman has to figure out what kind of person you are first. And these are some questions that she is asking. I'm not asking. She's trying to figure out things about you when she meets you. She wants to know who you are. She wants to know why you. She wants to know what you want. She wants to know who you really are. She wants to know what separates you from everybody else. She wants to know, are you nice? She wants to know, do you have other women? She wants to know what kind of experience she's going to have with you. She wants to know, are you creepy? Are you needy? Or are you thirsty? She wants to know, do you have your shit together? And I'm not talking about your job. She wants to know, can you handle a woman that is out of order and a woman that might need structure? These are things that she's looking for you guys out there. These are the things that she's looking for. And what I am saying to you guys out here is that if all you come at her, oh, wait. Hold on, wait. Sorry, I'm going to help a client now because I helped him out before the show. What have you been through here in life? Listen, Daniel, what I want to tell her is this. It's not what I've been through in life. It's about me changing your life through the experience I'm going to give you when we go out to that Jamba Juice place. Okay? It's not about I had a tough life. I'm just trying to let you experience me if you want to. But listen, I don't want to waste your time because I want women that know what they want and reinforce that. If she doesn't at this point, next time she replies back to you and she doesn't give you the answer you need, then you will dismiss her. You let her know, take care. And when you change your mind, leave a candle at the window. So then she can come back because we're not wasting her time because that's what people who have experience do. What is the best way to keep the conversation moving the way you want? Because sometimes I run out. Well, the problem is you're just not an interesting person. Lawrence, you're not just an interesting person. And that's why a lot of you guys lose because the lack of experience that you have in the game. This is why y'all lose because of the lack of experience you have in the game. And what most of you guys don't understand in all of this stuff is that you're the reason because of the lack of experience. It has nothing to do with the woman. Gentlemen, let me explain something that's very important. Get your crayons out. When a man takes time, when a man takes time to learn who he is, when a man takes time to scribe who he is to himself, when a man takes time to get with his construction worker and build his world, when a man takes time to build his studio in which you train yourself how to talk to a woman, When a man takes time to grab his culinary school to learn how to put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears. When that man takes time to learn how to be creative by learning how to paint pictures in her mind about how the experience will be with him. When the man takes time to build his sexual amusement park, he will never go wrong or go bad with women, because that man will separate himself and give women the one thing that the average guy has no idea about. And the lines are open, and that is experience. Without knowledge, gentlemen, that you have of yourself, that you create, you will always be clueless about what to do in certain situations, because you don't understand what makes a man versus making you a surface dweller who has no game, who worships women, who worries about what women think, who tries to kiss women's asses and bend over and tries to do everything they can to please and impress women. What is game allows you as a man to not build a relationship with her. Game helps you build a relationship with yourself that would draw her in to wanting to be or challenge herself or want to experience what it's like to touch you, to kiss you, to have her pussy eaten by you. Oh, and speaking of, guys, the new track is out. Guys, all my guys out there, the new track is out. Go to the Patreon, not the Patreon, go to the poetry section. The new track is I Don't Reply to Nudes is dropped right now, so it's on SoundCloud right there, free for you guys. But as I said before, game is helping you build the relationship with yourself that when a woman meets you, she wants to experience you. A woman doesn't want to experience a guy that is thirsty. She doesn't want to experience a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. She doesn't want to experience a person that begs and barters for pussy and all he does is ask for sex because he is thirsty, weird, and creepy. What happens is a man builds the relationship with himself first. But see, the thing that you got to understand, the game is how you deal with different types of people as you experience yourself. Through your experience and through your knowledge, gentlemen, you'll be able to handle different personalities, different perspectives, different mindsets, different attitudes, and all this other stuff. But you'll also be able to learn how to guide these women, to showing these women why they should sleep with you, why they should be with you. And if you are sitting around begging a woman for sex, lines are open if y'all want to call in. If you want to beg a woman for sex, then what happens is you're showing her the lack of experience. Give me a second. Let me read this. How do I trust the knowledge I create when all the time is the same thing? Well, that's what I'm saying, brother. Great question. This is why you need to have a mentor and be coached to go beyond your thinking, sir. Right now, you're not going to grow trying to figure it out yourself because you only see to the level of your thinking. And why I say that? Because I was a 9-year-old kid that had the same question, but I didn't have that question. I wanted to know. I wanted to know what game was about. And as I started to learn what game was about, I became more hungry because I realized game makes me more marketable. Game makes me more marketable, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. I sell me. I sell visions of what sex could be on another level if she just makes the conscious decision herself to want to be with me. I don't hold a gun to her head. I don't stress them out. I don't beg. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, this is what game is about. I am here to show her and market me. But thus, here lies the question to you guys out here. How are you marketing yourself right now? How are you marketing yourself? Do any of you guys, again, I knew I had to market myself, and I knew I had to find things, not only for me, but for my clients, to separate them, to market that the average guy doesn't have. You know, 98% of the guys out there, taking out the gay guys, most guys, 98.9% of the guys don't even have this and don't even know how to market this to their advantage. A lot of guys don't have this in their house, the paintings on their wall, the nude paintings, to market themselves. We are the only ones that teach you about this. There's nobody on YouTube that teaches you about the wine above your bed to market yourself, the croissants in your kitchen to give her a French toast croissant breakfast that nobody else is telling. Nobody shows you this. We are the only ones to show how we can market ourselves by taking Grand's muffins and using our creativity to make something, a dish like this, to paint a picture to her, to show her why us over the other guys, without even trying to force ourselves on that woman. Gentlemen, this is what marketing is about. This is what marketing. Oh, hey, Daniel, god damn it, shit, how did I forget? Hey, Daniel, thank you. Absolutely. I shall continue. I'm sorry, Daniel. My bad, Daniel. You got me. Marketing is having your teacups, like coffee cups like this. Marketing is have pieces of things that can signify who you are. But like I said, and Daniel, thank you very much, because we are the only ones that tell y'all about this. Marketing is having diamond ice cubes that you can drop. Everything you guys do and every move you make is going to market you. Everything you do and everything you make is going to market you. It's going to put you either in a position of somebody who doesn't know what he's doing versus somebody who does, gentlemen. And that's why what I'm teaching you today is very important, because most of you guys do not understand women making checks and balances. She's got to try. And thank you, 65 likes. Shout out to the 65 likes. Appreciate that. Thank you, Alex. What I'm saying to you guys out here, and this is why game is so important, because what you're showing her is that through you and what you know about yourself, that you can take her. Remember, guys, there's two things a man can do in the game. A man can educate a woman, or a man can elevate a woman. Do you hear what I'm saying, guys? There's two things a man can do. A man can educate a woman, or a man can elevate a woman. Do you understand what y'all I'm saying, guys? And this is why I tell you guys that when you can show a woman that you don't operate by throwing your dick on the market because you have no value in it, she's not going to go for it. And let me explain. Let me explain how this works. It works like this. Do you want to know? And we all know diamonds are what? just pieces of glass. They have no benefit. Okay? They have no benefit. Diamonds. Well, what I would say, dating profiles, would you advise to put photos of the wine above you? Absolutely. What I would do is I take the photo and make sure that wine is above you where she can kind of see it off the shoulder. Put it where you have it kind of like off your shoulder. But absolutely. Fuck yes. Absolutely. But let me get back to what I'm saying. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. You got a question. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys that y'all understand is that we all know diamonds have no value. They're just lumps of coal. They're just pieces of fake glass. But what makes this great, okay? What makes this let me go ahead and kick him out. What makes this a beautiful thing? Is that experience comes from withholding information. Experience comes from having mental value where the value of your fingertips, your lips, your tongue, your dick, and your mind is so valuable that the woman has to actually work to get those things. See, with experience, you don't give yourself away to the woman. With one who has experience, shows the woman that she has got to work. She's got to put in some work. She's got to put in some effort. She's got to put in some work and she's got to put in some effort. And you know what? Putting in work and putting in effort is something that she is not used to, that she knows nothing about. And that's why, gentlemen, she loves the fact that as a man, when you have game, this is another beauty of not only experiencing, but remember, a woman only seeps to the level of the individuals that she's spending time with. So if she's spending time with an average guy, that's as far as her mind can go. Her mind can only go as far as average goes. And when you have game, gentlemen, you're always growing as a man and you're going through this world and you're going through life and you're going through every day experiencing the world. But here's the thing about it. This is going to get deep. You're not experiencing the world. The world is actually experiencing you because you are not following the rules of the world that most guys are following. So when a woman meets you, you're not like everybody else because you're trying to learn more about yourself versus the guy without experience. He's trying to learn more about women. This is what I'm saying. See, as a man, when you begin to learn and work on yourself to learn game and to get the woman to want to be with you, you start to understand your strengths. You start to understand the things that you're weak in, and you start to work on these things to make you a better man, where when you are involved with the woman, she's coming into your world. You're not going in her. Okay, listen to me. If she's coming into your world, she has you on her mind. If you are going into her world, you have her on your mind. And what does the 98% do? They're always going into her world, playing by her rules. We got to wait 10 weeks to have a first date and a hug and a kiss. And I'm this kind of girl, and I don't believe in this, and I will never do that, and all this bull. We are trying to bring her into our world through the value of our minds and what we are. Yes, Justin. Absolutely, Coach Justin. Yes. They will absolutely do that. And that's the beauty about game, gentlemen. This is the beauty about what I'm showing you. Because this is a huge one. You see, having game shows mental and sexual value that heightens her experience when you know game. Because game, like the puzzle pieces, this is why I always tell you guys, like the puzzle pieces, game will always teach you patience, discipline, and also how to learn. I didn't say lose. I say learn. See, in your minds, you think failure is actually a real world in your weak thinking. You think rejection is a word. I mean, my God, your house or your street that you live on, in the town of poor me, in the town that you have called poor me, and in the town that you have called poor me, you live next to failure, rejection. Fear lives across the street. Your buddy over there, excuses. Everywhere you go, you had nothing but negative things around you that you believe in. Hey, Sam, don't do it. Don't waste your time here, Sam. You can stay here. Don't waste your time. It won't help you. It won't help you. There's no purpose. Don't waste your time, buddy. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. And I would say that to anybody who has, y'all know that. We meet Bill community. Don't be mad at them. Just don't waste your time, Sam. This ain't the right place for you. This ain't the right place for you. But as I said before to y'all guys out here, because most of you guys out here are living in the town or the neighborhood, gentlemen, I won't say the town. You're living in the neighborhood of poor me. And your language, like I say, your next door neighbor, failure. Your next door to him is insecurity. Next to him is excuses. Over there is blame. That neighbor over there is blame. Poor me. Rejection. She's so pretty. She's so sexy. You live in a neighborhood of self-failure. Self-failure. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that you choose to be exactly where you are at. Let me help you out. Listen, I don't mind you being in here, and I appreciate you being in here, but please shut your fucking ass up because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I say this with love. If your mindset is at a level 2, what are you going out to get if you don't even know what you're going after? Because you tell them to go out and get it, it's why they're fucking up. Because they're going out to get an I do and not an I am. You don't have to go out and get it. That's why you please shut your ass up and stop saying this silly shit, because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't go out and get it. You stay in and get it, and you get it right here. Shout out to my MePill community that gets it. Some of these new people coming here think that they can just tell you simple things. You don't go out and get it. Don't go out and get it. Don't listen to him. Do not go out and get it, because you ain't getting anything but wasting your damn time. Don't go out and get it. Don't listen to that silly shit. Now, if he's talking about the puzzle pieces, now wait, let me say back. Let me go back. If you're talking about the puzzle pieces, you're right. You're actually right, and I will say, I don't know what you're talking about, but if you're talking about the puzzle pieces, he's fucking right. I will say, hey, if you're talking about puzzle pieces, goddammit, you're right. But, brother, let me tell you something. Be specific in what you're saying, okay? Because your words matter, okay? It's out of love. It's out of love. It's out of love. Gentlemen, let me continue. This is important. Do you understand when you learn game? Do you understand when you're one with yourself and you don't give a fuck about no one? You beat this guy's ass. Listen to what I'm saying. You break his fucking heart because you don't understand what the power of being a man. He can never control you again. There is nothing that he can give you. He will beg you to stay into the neighborhood of poor me. He will beg you to stay in that neighborhood. He will beg you to make excuses. He will beg you to cry about women. But you know what? As a man, you move on, and that's what game and experience does. But listen, guys, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. See, if you can get out of your neighborhood, what do you think happens to a woman that meets you who is stuck in her neighborhood of low self-esteem and low self-worth? Through you, she wins, gentlemen. Y'all see what I'm saying? Through you, she wins. That's how game is. Now, the poetry is someone link them to the poetry page, okay? Someone link them to the poetry page. Link the poetry page. So you can get it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, visitor. Yeah, so if y'all just joining us, the brand new track, I Don't Reply to Her Nudes, is out. Y'all can check that out. Brand new track. But anyway, you see, when a woman does checks and balances, all right, guys, listen to me. Listen to me. When you go to a restaurant, let's just give you an example. I'm going to show you because y'all going to understand what I'm talking about to connect this thing with women. If you went to two restaurants, the first restaurant you went to all your life, you had to wait in line because there's like probably one person at the counter, or the hostess was never there. She was always doing something else and fraternizing. You show up and you got to wait 20 minutes to be seated. And then when you sit down, they still are cleaning off your table. And then when you sit down at that sticky-ass table, 10 minutes later, the waiter who keeps walking by you and talking to everybody else finally comes and introduces himself and like, what can I get you to drink? And you know what? Doesn't even and walks off. 15, 20 minutes later, he brings you a drink. Appetizers come, they're cold. You order a hot appetizer, it comes back cold. An hour later, you get your food. The order's all messed up. The food is bland and it tastes terrible. And you have this experience, gentlemen, listen to me. And you have this experience every day, all day, every day, every week, every month. This is what you experience. Listen to me. Now, I hope you guys can understand what women go through every damn day. Do you hear what I'm saying? What I just told you, that I know y'all have had that experience at least one time in your life. I'm telling you that this is what women deal with every single day. But guys, let me ask you a question. What do you think her mind's going to be like when she has the expectation of, here we go again, The same bullshit again. The same boring experience, okay? All right? Let me answer this question real quick. All right, David, let me explain something to you. I'm not done, guys. I got you, but let me answer this. David, this is why you're that restaurant I'm talking about. Because I wasn't done talking, but I'm showing you that this is why you are that restaurant I'm talking about. Because you should see that there's nothing about you a woman wants to fuck because you have no idea what game is. But let me ask you this question. Who the fuck said anything about taking a woman on a bunch of dates? I don't know, but let me continue. I'm sorry. Guys, listen to me. So, guys, I want y'all to follow me. Please understand where I'm coming from. You have all experienced it. So what I'm saying about a woman is this. If she every day has that experience, but then runs into you. And what if this experience, when she pulls in, there's valet parking, that they'll take her car, park it, give her a ticket, and as she walks in, she's greeted with a very warm welcome. The hostess will smile and take her to her seat. And when she's at her seat, before she even sits down, there's someone running over and pouring water in a glass and sitting a glass right in the middle of the table. And then when he runs away, someone else comes in with some warm bread, nice sliced loaves of bread sitting at the table. And then when he goes away, the waiter then comes in and introduces himself. Hi, this is my name. Welcome. Well, allow me to go ahead and take your order. I'll be your waiter today. And guess what? Let me let you know. On today's menu, you get to meet a man that's gonna make you smile. Or if you have another choice, we have also on today's menu a man that's going to make you blush. Also on today's menu, you got another choice, a man that's going to make you think. And please let me know. I can give you the dessert menu a little bit later. It's all love. Hey, hold on a second. I'm sorry. It's all love, brother. It's all love. It's all love. Thank you. You know what? I was wrong. You know what? If I'm wrong, I apologize, my friend. I apologize. I was wrong. And allow me to show you what men do when they're wrong. See, if I fuck up, I own it. So hold on, sir. I got you, brother. I was wrong. I apologize. Welcome to the family. I was wrong. Thank you. I appreciate you. Now listen to me. Where he says that he's going to tell her the menu of all the items of the day, the fresh menus of the items today. And then he's going to say, I will be right back with your drinks. And then he comes back with the drinks promptly. And then asks, well, would you like for me to give you a few moments to decide if you would like an appetizer? And by the way, if you're looking for a dessert later on, just let me know because it's going to take 30 minutes. And these are the courses of dessert that we have to make you sexually smile, to make you sexually blush, to make you sexually react and sexually think, and to show you things that you've never met before. But it's going to take 30 minutes, so you go ahead and put your order in when you're ready, and we'll be happy to serve you. And he walks off promptly. And every time your glass gets halfway full, someone's coming in to fill it up again. When your bread is getting halfway gone, someone comes in and fills it up again. And then when he gets your order, he takes your order, and he offers you other choices and other things to do. What do you think that woman is going to do with that experience, gentlemen? What if all her life, gentlemen, she's been experiencing the first restaurant, but when she meets you for the first time, not only do you change your perspective, you bend her reality. Wait, listen. If her perception and her reality has always been one way, and she experiences you, and all of a sudden she sees reality in a whole new light, then it is you that is bending her reality. Thus, the door doesn't open yet, but it starts to unlock itself. And it is the door that's going to invite you in. Now, I know this young man, asked me this question, all right? Okay. Your game doesn't have to be on my level. But I'm going to show you why you don't have game, because all your weak ass is doing is trying. Look at the poor guy talk. You're trying to fuck, beg, barter, and you don't have any game. But see, you won't let me finish. Because, you know what, my guy, hey, there, I have tons of clients that follow me, sir, that are not on the level of me, sir, and they are getting the benefits, sir, of what it's like when you're following actually a man, sir, that teaches you levels of game. Nobody said you have to be on my level, sir, but all the guys that learn game from me reap the rewards and benefits, unlike guys like you who don't reap those benefits, sir. So can I continue, please? Thank you. Because I'm not here. This is not a cult. You can shift her reality today if you choose to do it. You don't have to learn. Listen, I've been a student since I was 9. Most of you guys are just coming into this, and those that are learning game, you're learning to be like unique. I show you unique stuff all the time. I show you my stuff. I show you other people's stuff that win. So you don't need to be on my level. You need to realize you have levels. Ooh, shit. I don't think they understand that. You have to realize you have levels, sir. Because as a man, I show you how to position yourself. I don't teach you to beg for women, beg for pussy. But as I said to you guys before, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that if you just listen to what the fuck I'm saying, sir, then you won't be asking this asinine question. But let me continue. Just because I set up a date with a woman on Monday for Saturday does not mean that we're going on a date Saturday. And if we're going on a date Saturday, I promise you that date will be hugs and kisses. And I'm not going to say, matter of fact, let me tell you something. Oh, let me show y'all some game. See, you know how I tell you guys, hey guys, this is a dick move, but I'm going to show y'all something. This is a dick move. This is a dick move. Now, remember, this is another one, guys. Now, I show you. This is who you want to break. All right, it's another breaker move, okay? All I tell you guys, make sure you have your loss and file. Let me show y'all some game. You know how it would break a woman? When you do what I'm showing you, get her excited, do the kissing 101 move, a little bit of dirty talk, a little bit of master the bedroom, a little bit of flirt to fuck, and you take that shit after the interaction's over with, and you're walking into her car. Guys, let me show you what a dick move is, and I do this all the time, and I'm just an asshole, but I do this because I'm just a fucking asshole and I can do this. There's nothing like taking a woman that listen, guys, you can feel the heat pulsating from between her legs and between her ears. You know she doesn't want the night to end. Y'all start to kiss, and sometimes they want to go into the car, go somewhere private. And then from private, they want to either go to your place or their place. But guys, let me show y'all game. Because y'all don't understand where I'm about to go with this shit, but I'm showing y'all some shit. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that there's nothing like getting them at their car and messing around with them. And they start rubbing their pelvis up against your leg to let you know they're ready to move to the next level. There's nothing like just giving them a kiss and saying goodnight. It breaks them. It breaks them. Now, guys, let me say why I say this, because I want you to understand, because I'm going to flip the coin. A lot of y'all guys with hard-ass dicks, y'all get with these women, and all y'all do is keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and then she has to tell you to stop. So then after that side, at that point, she knows that, oh, my God, you're not respecting my boundaries. But gentlemen, there's nothing like doing this, and this ain't game. This is, I mean, playing games. This is just what I do because I'm the prize. I'm the opportunity. And I am the person at the mall giving out a sample of what it's like to be with me. And I'm walking away knowing I can fuck right there. But y'all asking me, Steve, then why ain't you taking a pussy? I'm not because she wants to fuck. Hold on, guys. Wait, time out. Let me put this up there because I don't think y'all understand where we're going with this because we're going to get deep. The only reason, and this is where I go right to where you go wrong, is because you will accept a woman that wants to fuck. And if you are accepting a woman that wants to fuck, then why would you do yourself a disservice? Because if you are granting her her wants, then you have already lost. And that's why, gentlemen, I'm lacing y'all. Y'all ain't ready for this. Nobody tells you this on the internet. I know she wants to fuck. But because she wants to fuck is why I'm not going to give her what she wants. Listen, guys, we're going to get deep. God damn it, we're getting deep. Listen, guys. If you fuck her because she wants to do it, who's in whose world right now? Who's controlling the fucking narrative? Listen. I know she wants to fuck, but I'm not going to fuck her because she wants it. Why would I give her what she wants when she doesn't even know how deep the game is to make her need the dick? Guys, I tell you, they don't teach you. Guys, I'm telling you, listen, we're getting deep here. Listen, I don't think y'all understand. I don't think y'all get. Let's listen now. Let's slow it down. Thank you, W4. Yes, W4. See, if you guys do what she wants you to do, then you are set up to do everything she wants, knowing that the prize, that she'll dangle over your head is pussy. Don't you see how y'all get caught up? Because what is it that y'all always want to do? All y'all want to do is fuck. So you meet a woman that wants to fuck you, and guess who is over the, she's over you because you're giving her what she wants without her working for it. There is no value. There is no value, gentlemen, when you just hand her the dick. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. Listen, I'm going to slow it down. I want y'all to listen to me. Because I don't want you, I'm showing y'all that you can get the pussy faster and you don't even see it because they don't want you to see what I'm trying to tell you guys. They don't want you to see what I'm trying to show you. You've got to stop doing, because you're playing right in her hand. And you don't even realize that you're playing in her hand, guys, because you're actually giving her what she wants. Listen to what I'm saying. This is how deep game is. We're going to go deep today, but I want y'all to listen. All you're doing is handing over the keys to your combination. The combination code, she doesn't even have to twist this thing. She just opens up the safe. And inside that safe, there you are, waiting to give her everything she fuck with. 832, I got you 1 second. Sorry, 832, I got you 1 second. So let me explain. Let me answer this question. Hold on, 832, 1 second, I'll bring you in. So you're saying, so if you want to fuck, you hold her off because she didn't earn it. But see, once you get your puzzle pieces, see, this is where the puzzle pieces come in at, guys. Y'all, I keep telling you, the puzzle pieces connect with everything. Because I don't want to be a want. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to love me. I don't want her to be attracted with me. I don't want that weak-ass shit. Because what I create in my motherfucking mind is that motherfucking fentanyl of me. My drug lab, my two drug labs that I have in my mind are always creating the drug of me. So let me give you help. Hold on, caller. Hold on, caller. Let me get say, David, tell me, David, have you watched Power with Tommy? David Washington, have you watched Power with Tommy? Have you watched Power with Tommy? Hey, dog, appreciate it. No, it's almost ready. But I'm going to give you a super thank you, man. I appreciate the love, man. Thank you so much, sir. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Allow me to give love back, dog. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. But David Washington, answer me a question. Okay, David, skip all the powers. Go to the last power with Tommy Egan. David, listen to me. Your homework assignment is to look at all the powers. Forget all the powers. Watch the last season with Tommy Egan. Tommy went to Chicago. Okay, just I'm going to sum it up real quick. Tommy ran into this chemist, or this woman that knew a chemist, that had a drug that was powerful than weed, crack, heroin. It was a synthetic drug, but the power of it was so powerful that it hit you in a matter of seconds. And it gives you the high that's higher than any high. You see what I'm saying, guys? The high of any high, okay? Understand that. But let me finish. Let me grab this question. Let me grab this caller real quick, and I'm going to finish what I'm saying. 832, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, brother? What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit. Let me see if I can turn you up a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead and talk, sir. You're good. Let me turn down my music. Go ahead, sir. What's up?
All right, so the problem isn't really just with women, but I have this, I don't know if it's like an ego thing, but I only fuck one woman at a time, even though I have a rotation of women that's willing to jump.
Okay, then what's the problem? If that's what you choose to do, then I agree with you. What's the problem?
Mainly just because even though I can entertain, like, different, like, women, it's just the fact that I let, like, my insecurities of what I don't have kind of like control like who I fuck and who I don't,
what you don't understand is here's a lot of the problem. This is what I'm saying, is don't get deep. This is why you're fucking up, because you're fucking women that just want to fuck you. They don't need to fuck you, they just want to fuck you. And the fact that because your insecurities, listen, I'm showing you through, you're just being honest with you. I'm not knocking you because you have women fucking you. That's cool. But the problem is you ain't doing it on the level of a king and an emperor, because you have insecurity.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm not knocking you. I congratulate you on getting women to fuck you, but that is a bad thing, because this is why they reinforce your insecurities, big dog, because your fucking women that want to fuck you. And there's two different levels of fucking.
Right.
Does that make any sense, sir?
No, it does. But I always feel like, because
what I'm saying, you always feel like what now?
I feel like it was the right thing to do just because I feel like I was in control because they were giving me pussy
Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. I feel I want.
Right, right.
My language is I don't feel, I conquer, and that's it. You see the difference?
Yo.
I don't feel, and I don't want. And I say this with love. Fuck her once. Let her want what she wants. But I am not here to fulfill a want because, remember, the want is on the surface level, sir. See, the want is the I do. It's not the I am. You see what I'm saying? You're stuck in an I do. And you're stuck on the surface, and that's the problem. And because you're stuck on the surface, she can only move her sexual edge to the level of your insecurity. You see what I'm saying?
I never thought about it.
Well, that's why you're here, big dog, because I got you covered, man. That's why you're here. But see,
because
when I become the need, then she's going to need to fuck me because I get rid of her insecurities. I'm an emotional roller coaster. I'm the sexual unknown, and I'm the experience she's never had before. So then she will want to fuck me. Or it's need to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. So what I'm saying is, hold on, let me see. I missed another guy. Sorry, I missed another super chat. Hey, Reese, thank you, man. Reese, thank you for the 49 super chat. Let me take care of you, too. No, what I'm saying is, does that make any sense, though, brother?
Yeah, it makes sense. Because
so what I'm saying right, I'm saying, listen, the problem is because your insecurities, you're still on the surface. Because of your insecurities, you're still on the surface.
Okay, because I thought I was doing
No. Remember I told you, okay, this is important. Okay, listen, I'm going to show the guys, I'm going to explain to you. I'm the only one to explain this to you. Just because you shift your thinking doesn't mean you have grown. It means you just turned and looked at another wall in your prison.
Right.
So your mind makes you think that you're actually growing because you're getting women that want to smash, but you're still insecure. Because you're not making statements. You're not doing that, right?
Right.
So what I'm saying to you, my brother, is that I'm glad that you're getting women. That's cool. But that has nothing to do with the game. But the problem is you're getting women that want to fuck you versus women that need to fuck you. Let me explain why. When they need to fuck you, they will be fine with you having other women. When they need to fuck you, they will buy you things. You will never have to buy a dinner again. You will never have to buy a dinner again, and you can grab a candy lollipop and give it to her ass on Christmas, and she'll cherish it. You know why I say that, dog? Have you ever met a woman that has a wilted flower on her wall or next to her bed or in her diary or something like that? It's all wilted and dead and shit. It's because from this motherfucker. Right, because it's that one motherfucker in her life that flipped her fucking world. So what I'm saying to you, brother, because I got to move on, but get some coaching, let's sit and talk. But I'm glad you're doing something, but you're not doing anything because you're just getting the want.
Right, right. And I would say.
Yes.
I was just going to say, everything you've been saying, because I just got into your channel like a week ago.
Yes, sir.
Everything
you're
saying is true. Because I've been blind to a lot of concepts that you literally brought up into my life that I've been blind to. just right. because but I didn't have no males or no family like
right.
that.
Right, but remember with us, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know, and that's what we're going to show you. We're going to show you the don't even knows, because the level we're on, we ain't trying to fuck. Hey, look, I am not going to give her what she wants. Because as soon as I give her what she wants, I'm playing by her rules. Write that down.
Gotcha.
The moment you give her what she wants, then at that point, you're playing by her rules. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And one thing, Glue, I'm going to put you in timeout, but if you're disrupting the class again, I'm going to have to let you out, sir. We're here to learn. If you ain't here to learn, take your bitch ass off. Not you, caller. I just had it. I don't like guys. I don't like guys trying to disrupt the classroom when these young men are here for a reason. Your time is very important to me, and I don't want you guys wasting your time with someone trying to be a class clown. So, guys, I'm sorry. And I apologize. I didn't see what's going on, but I handled that shit. He does that shit again. He better shut his ass up, or you'll get the fuck kicked out. But anyway, caller, back to you. What I'm saying to you, brother, is that this is why game is so important. Because game allows you to stop going after the want. Okay? Now I got to keep talking about it, but I'm going to throw you back in. Is that okay, brother? But you good?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, get at me with some coaches so we can talk about this, okay? Just get at me, all right?
All right, I got you.
All right, respect, man. I'll throw you back in. Respect. Great call, man. Great fucking call. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. Listen, okay? Listen. Dog, you are – guys, the game never – look. Listen, is a relationship an I am or I do, sir? Tell me. Please tell me. I don't understand. I don't make this fucking astrophysicist. Is a relationship an I do or an I am, dude? Then you got your answer. Man, come on, man. Wake up and listen. Pay attention. Now, gentlemen, like I said, there are several times that she positions herself to get me. No, motherfucker, it's not a... Hold on, man. Are you serious? Even David came in this motherfucker and knew that shit. God damn it, dude. Come on, man. Oh, you are not your marriage. You are not your relationship. You are not your fucking car. You are not your parents. You are not your goddamn church. That is an I do. Come on. Let me continue. So I mess around with these women, and they want to fuck. And some of these women will rub between my legs. Some of these women will kiss me on my neck. And some of these women will let me know that if I want pussy, it's mine. But listen, if I want it, nope. You know what? It's getting late. It's getting late. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take you home. Or it's getting late. And I'm going, thank you, Chris. Please, thank you, Chris. Well, he's a Williams, so he should know. But thank you, Chris. Anything outside of yourself is an I do. All right, it's all good. I didn't kick him out. Thank you, sir. It's cool. I just don't, listen. The thing is, brother, I just want to keep, listen. Let me explain something to all you guys listening. I care about your time. You might not, but I give a fuck. And I want to make sure that if you're going to give me your time, I want to make sure you get the most of your time. You see what I'm saying? That's what's important to me. And I want to make sure that I leave you with enough information that when we turn this motherfucking show off, you can take that information, take it to your blacksmith, forge it to you, and learn from it. That's all I'm saying. So I don't want anyone to disrupt what we're trying to teach, because no one's telling you about what I'm teaching right now. No one's teaching this. No one. No one is teaching this. Because everybody wants to fuck. And gentlemen, when you become the fucking need. Guys, I don't think y'all understand your boy when he tells you about the need. There is a different change in perception and reality, gentlemen, when you become the need. Please, gentlemen, crayon time, write this out. Please, gentlemen, what I'm saying, this is very important. Because if you just wanted to lay there like a doll, you're in the wrong classroom, because our expectation of who we are and I have of you as men, you are kings, warriors, and gods, and you deserve the best. You deserve the best woman to give you the best quality that she can, and you should not settle for anything less than the level that you are as a man. And if you are not a king, you will accept crumbs and you will accept bottom of the barrel, ancient women that are easily giving you sex that you just, well, I don't understand how you could do your body such a great disservice by being with someone who is a waste of your fucking time. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When she wants you, she doesn't return your phone call. Even when she doesn't want you, this happens. But even when she wants you, she always wondering, well, I had sex with her, but why didn't she return my calls? I had sex with her, why didn't she listen to me? I had sex with her, but why is she acting like funny, and why is she acting strange? And what's with her attitude? Why is she pulling away from me? Why is she having an attitude? Why is she always bringing up other things? And every time, why is she avoiding things and all this other stuff? Because you satisfied the want. Gentlemen, listen. With experience and gain and you growing, you become the need. You become what is called an opportunity, not an option. A want is an option. And if all you want to be is a want, then you're in the wrong place. If you want to be an option, you're in the wrong place, because I want men. Question. So giving her the high of me comes from me being my, yes. But then wouldn't getting my core equipment similar to change in my, well, listen, peep gang. Does your numbers change anything in you? Let me ask you a question. Since you know how to count from 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 1,000, does that do anything to you? Does that do anything to you? Because you can know your alphabets, you know your phonics, you know how to put words together, sentences together, paragraphs together, does that change you? No. See, you're looking too much into this. You need to change not your neurochemistry. You need to change this. This is what we're trying to change. Listen to what I'm saying. You must not change. You must have the behavior plus the change to change, and the belief and the want and the passion and the drive and the discipline like you had when you were going to the egg. That's the only way, sir. But very great question. I'm glad you asked that question. Very great question. But, gentlemen, when you become the need, gentlemen, when she pisses you off and you hang up on her, she'll call your fucking ass right back. When she's fucking pissed off that you're with another woman right now, even though she knows you have other women, she will fucking get over that shit and come right back to your fucking kingdom. When she's the need, when you become the need and create the need. When you create the need, gentlemen, I'm sorry to tell you this. It's going to sound weird, but I promise you, I'm sorry to tell you this. They're going to talk about how pretty your eyes are. They're going to tell you how nice your skin looks if it's nice. If you have a dimple, they're going to tell you you have a sexy dimple. They're going to tell you you have a sexy smile. They're going to love how you talk. They're going to tell you how soft your lips look, how kissable your lips look. They're going to talk about how your clothes look, and you could be ragged, wearing some raggedy-ass shit. They can tell if you start sweating. They will bring up, say, oh, my God, I think watching you sweat is sexy. They will say things like this. They will tell you looking at your package. They will tell you how you walk. They'll tell you about your butt and all this other stuff. They will always let you know you when they are the need, because she's always going to check when you're the need. She's always going to check to see what you're doing and who you're with, because she wants to know why you're not a part of her life. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not done. Hold on, let me get to 224. Let me get to 224 and I'll continue. How can I help you, sir? What's up, 224? What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going? So, funny thing about what you were just talking about. A girl that I had been talking to for around like 3 or 4 months, we had been hooking up for 3 to 4 months. And I had actually blocked her on like everything because she had did something I found like completely disrespectful. And then she found like an alt account and just messaged me today asking like, hey, like, I know I'm super sorry I fucked up and stuff like that. And I'm just curious, like, if I've blocked her, should I just like just continue to just ignore it and just like block the alt accounts too? Or like, it's,
all right, wait, sir. What did she do wrong? What did she do wrong?
Oh, okay. So she called me out of my name.
Called you out of your name? What, she cussed, told you, wait, cussed you out or some shit?
She had called me a bitch.
Okay. Why did she call you a bitch?
Well, she did it in like the way where she was like, oh, you know, like how girls talk to other girls. She's like, bitch, like, I got this, like type of like that, like,
Wait. It's one thing. Okay. Okay. Listen. It's one thing for to say, fuck you, bitch, versus, bitch, please, you crazy. See the difference?
Yeah. It was like the second one.
So you punished her for joking around with you?
Well, I thought it was like she's calling me a bitch. Like, she's like thinking,
okay,
like,
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no,
fuck
no,
her
no,
girl.
No, no. She say, you weak ass bitch. You ain't shit, you bitch. Did she say that?
No.
She would, okay. All right, y'all got to stop listening to these peel motherfuckers, dog. Her joking around is different, because I can call a woman a bitch joking around. Bitch, you crazy. And she going to laugh, and we going to laugh. Steve, I saw you complaining about the Cowboys like a little bit. All right, like, okay, football season coming around, right? So, if you ever follow me on Facebook, I always post Cowboy shit, and you know, like when they score, I post this shit. So when they're losing and people are talking shit to me, and I say some shit, then I will get some back in. Steve, come on, why are you acting like a bitch, man? Stop, bitch. You see what I'm saying? Do I get mad?
Yeah.
At that? No, that's fun. That's playful. That's playful. So you're punishing her for the wrong thing. All right? So what I'm going to say is, you get back with her and you let her know that it was a miscommunication. It's my fault. And let me make it up to you by letting you come over to my place and suck my dick. I don't think you heard what I said. I'm going to say it again. You know what? You know what? I made a mistake. It's on me. It was a miscommunication. Allow me to make it up to you by letting you come over to my place and suck my dick.
Okay. All right. That was it. Yeah. She just hit me
And when she's sucking your dick, you be like, yeah, I'm a bitch, huh? Yeah, bitch. Well, I love how you suck my dick, bitch. You see that?
Yeah,
I was a bitch, right? You remember that time you called me a bitch? Yeah, bitch. You love sucking that dick, though, don't you, bitch? See that shit?
Yeah.
See, that's how game works. Now, listen, even though you fucked up, I'm just sure you got to clean it up. You fucked it up. But you don't, listen, never apologize even when you fuck up. We don't apologize. We will use it as a benefit. So again, I messed up. It was a miscommunication. But allow me to make it up to you by letting you come in over here and sucking this bitch's dick. There you go. Say that. That's how you say it right there. And laugh and chuckle by coming over and sucking this bitch's dick. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what broke y'all off. So you want to guide her. So, yeah, come over and suck this bitch's dick. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, stand up, man. You got this, dog. You got this, okay? And next time this happens, talk to me first before you cut her off, okay? Because sometimes y'all do it for the wrong reasons, okay? But I appreciate you, brother, okay? Great call. All right, I'll throw you back in. All right, now let me get back to what I was saying, guys. Let me get back to what I was saying. So what I'm saying is when a woman needs you, any fucking idea you have, I don't give a fuck if you're like, you know what, I want to take some cardboard and I'm going to fill it with gasoline. I'm going to try to fly to the moon. They will support any of your, any passion, desire, or anything that you want, she is going to always be supportive of what you are. When she needs you, she's not asking you, well, let's go window shopping so she can go shopping for another guy. She's going to say, you know what? I want to spend some time with you. I'd like to go shopping with you, and I promise I'll make it worth your time by either giving you head in the car, taking her credit card instead and handing it to you and say, well, go get yourself a new pair of shoes. Surprise. Oh, you remember, that the new 2K basketball or Call of Duty or I know Madden is coming out. Hey, surprise. Here's my card. Buy your Madden. Buy your joystick. That, guys, that's what I'm talking about with the need, gentlemen. Not the want, but the need. So when she needs you, she's going to feel comfortable around you by saying, damn, can you bend over again and let me see that ass? Sorry, guys, I'm going to talk to you that way. Damn. Just watching you lick your lips. I mean, wait a second. Can you lick your lips like that again? I say, ooh, that's giving me tingling. So when you're the need, they will feel comfortable around you. When you're the need and she's coming over your place, she's going to call you up. Is there anything I can get you? Or after you get done fucking, you know what? You stay right there. I'm going to go, hey, look, guess what? I know you like, I don't know, fucking Taco Bell or whatever the fucking fast food restaurant you want. Look, why don't you relax? I'll throw something on and I'm going to go pick us up some food so we can come back and chill. Listen, I keep telling y'all, y'all want to be the ones. Fuck that one. No more wants. We want to be needs, gentlemen, needs. Because, gentlemen, when you come to need and everything, okay, every time she ain't going to want to let you go. She's going to tell you I love you. She's going to send you things, say I miss you. She's going to tell you I'm thinking about you. She's going to send you heart eyes, sad faces when she's thinking about you. Guys, it happens all the time. It's crazy. Anytime you post something on Facebook, like say you're talking to your boys and shit, you're like, damn, you know what? Hey, man, yo, you know, it's not going to be that new joystick. Or you know what? There's something I want. You see that little part right there? So I want to get that for my car. Or look at this radio kit I want to get. Or look at these rims, man. These rims are cool. Or damn, look at that surround sound. Or look at this. They will buy it for you, or they will get a sucker to buy it for you. But regardless of who buys it for you, she's going to bring it to you in a gift. And I keep telling you guys, I never understood this kind of stuff until I saw Purple Rain back in 1983. 1983, I was 12 years old. I didn't understand. I was learning game. They will bring you what it is you want in a gift box because they get guys, let me explain something. I know this sounds crazy. But when you're in need, they become excited. by you opening up the gift. Now, if y'all watch Purple Rain, this is the first time I saw this. Okay? No, wait. Okay, listen. Okay, hold on. Let me explain something to you. Hold on, wait, I got this. Hold on, Norm. Listen, nobody said movies are real. But all there's, see, what you don't understand about life and game and what's going on in society, secret societies, is they're always communicating through fucking movies. So believe me, no one said that shit is fucking real, but the shit's happening is fucking real. So please either sit down and shut your ass up and stop coming in here with this asinine shit that you're talking about. Nobody said fucking Lord of the Rings was fucking real. Nobody said Purple Rain was real. Nobody said Bridges of Madison County was real. But the knowledge in those movies is so, like I told you, No Country for Old Men. We know it wasn't real, but you see Anton Chigurh's drive and discipline? That's real. But anyway, getting back to Purple Rain. If y'all guys get a chance to watch Purple Rain, which I did when I was 12, when she brought him the guitar, she was so excited that he was taking his time to open it up. And she started just ripping it open because the excitement of him opening up the box. Oh, even that. I ain't getting to the chair move. Absolutely. Him opening up the box was excitement to her because he was the need. And if y'all haven't seen that part, watch it. Because I'm telling y'all, women get excited when they buy you stuff because the look on your face is priceless because they want to do for you when you're the need, when you create the need. When you create the need, gentlemen, this is why I keep trying to tell you. They will do anything for you because they will worship the ground you walk on because of how you make them feel, how you make them feel. And when you hold withhold, see, get, listen to what I'm saying. Remember I told you, there's a lot of women I can fuck, but why would I do a disservice to myself, okay? Okay, listen, Norma, let me explain something to you. Norma, listen. Okay, I welcome you here, Norma. But you have to understand, okay, please understand this. You're talking to men, okay? So please understand that this is not a woman's space. You're allowed to be here like other women. But I would appreciate it if you just had enough respect for these men to stop interrupting our class, okay? If you have a question, please ask the question. But please do not disturb because these men are here because their time is valuable. So my job is to give them as much valuable information as possible without trying to check and calm you down, okay? All right, so let's just be good, okay? We got you. Just chill out, please. But as I'm saying to you guys out here that I was saying about game is that this is why game is so important because what the woman is going to see is more opportunity in you not to be the one. Because listen, once I got broke, and remember all my master the bedroom, and I talk about this a lot, but you know, once the 25-year-old broke my fucking heart at 14, crushed my little ass. Once I was crushed, which was this, guys, this was the best thing that happened to me. It was the worst, but the best. But then I realized I'm the drug. And I realized that I get it now. And it was at that point I no longer fulfilled a want. Fuck her once. And I say this with love. This is because, again, as I tell you guys, women can want whatever they fuck they want, but I'm not going to fulfill a want. I'm not going to fulfill a want, all right? Okay? Let me see. Juan, please put a question on that, please, okay? If I'm the need, that means I'm the provider because I become a need you need to provide for, right? Okay, no. No, listen. You need to provide for your fucking self because you're a grown goddamn man that has to be responsible for yourself. So that's the only provider you need to be. It's just that when you become a man, she is going to provide for you because it excites her. It brings her joy and happiness to buy you things, to take you places, to do things for you. That gives her joy. When you are the need through the experience and not the want. Not the want. And that's why I know a lot of y'all guys are shocked. Be like, because guys, you're going to turn down a lot of pussy because a lot of these women want to fuck you. And that's the problem. You've got to uphold a standard higher than a want, because do I want the one house on the street that's in a neighborhood, that's in a city, that's on a state? Or do I want it all? Now, again, gentlemen, everybody that's listening to me, my job is to teach you the mindset of a conqueror, to realize you have already conquered your mother's body that tried to kill you and made it. You conquered it. But we need to take that same conquer and bring it to the outside world. Because once it's on the outside world, gentlemen, you hold the power because you're the standard. And that's the thing they don't want you to know. That's the thing they don't want you to know. 407, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
How you doing, Steve? This is Nathaniel coming out of Orlando, Florida.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you?
So I got a couple of situations that happened to me recently. The question will come after, but you need the situation before the question.
Well, so no, I don't. Tell me the question. If it's important, I'll ask the situation. What's the question?
Okay. It's like a why did this happen type of
question. All right,
question.
So tell me what you did. No, it's not a why did it happen. It's a why did I allow it to happen.
Why did I allow it to happen, yes.
Yes, correct. So it's not a why that it happened, why I allowed it to happen. But before you even tell me the situation, I can give you the answer, because you never had a standard. You never had any laws. You never had any rules, codes, or any kind of mechanism to let a woman know where you stand, okay? And let me say one more thing before you say your piece, sir, but I want everyone to listen to me. This is why I tell all the guys that listen to me, okay? It's very important to go ahead, guys. I want everyone to listen to me before I let this guy talk. I want you guys to take your phones and record this. Take a snapshot of this, guys. Everybody grab your phones and print screen what you're seeing right here. I'm going to give you part one and part two. All you guys, and Carl, I'm going to read this to you, okay? Because before you tell me your situation, I'm going to read this to you, and I want to know, if you said this shit to her, would you have the problem you're having today? You ready? Let me read it to you. I am different from any other man that you ever met or talked to. I just am. And I've created my own universe. I have complete control over everything in my universe. It is full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment, enjoy the hell out of my life, or every day that I wake up, okay? That's part one. Let me get to part two. Hold on, guys. Hold on, get to part two. Hold on, caller. Give me a get to part two. I always forgot where I put it at. Hold on. I'm old, so give me a second. My old ass. All right, here we go. Where the fuck did I have that shit at? Part two. Hold on, guys. I'm going to give y'all part two. Give me a second. Let me find that bitch. There it is. Here it is. I enjoy the hell every day of my life. I wake up, and I'm very, very selective about who I allow inside my universe, because I will not allow anything or anyone to ruin what I have created. Now, let me ask you a question before you talk, caller. Do you think if you said what you said, right, I'm saying right now to her, would you have this situation?
I could have the same situation, to be honest.
All right, so let's hear the situation. All right, well, then, let's hear the situation then. Let's hear the situation.
Okay. So I've went on three different dates with three different women in the past.
All right, stop. Where'd you take them? Where'd you take them on a date?
I took them to an Italian ice place.
All right. You took them to three places. All right. Then what?
Two of them I took to Italian ice. One of them I met up at the school because we go to the college, university.
Okay, that's cool. All right. So then what happened, brother? What happened?
Okay. So let me tell you about the first two at first because it all ties in. Take them to the Italian ice place. You know, we having a lovely time. We're speaking. You know, I'm trying to, you know, work my magic a little bit. And as I'm talking to them, we're getting in the car. We're getting a little bit physical. We're getting more physical. So I'm kissing up on them. I'm kissing their neck. You know, I'm getting more down low. We're going to the more sensual stuff. And it seems like both of them, they let me only get to that far on both days.
Okay, so this is your first date. Am I correct?
Yeah, this is the first date. All yes.
Right, wait. All right, okay. Now, you know we're the only ones that talk about judgments because no one talks about that. So let me ask you a question. What do you call a woman in your mind that is allowing you to kiss a little bit, but you're trying to push to fuck, it sounds like? So what are you saying that woman is in your life? What are you really calling that woman that you don't even realize you're calling her? What are you calling her?
No.
I want you to listen. Wait. I want you to listen to me. It doesn't matter how great your conversation was. If y'all are messing around, this is why I stopped, because I don't do the want thing. But listen, because you kept pushing it because you were trying to fuck. Let's be honest. You were trying to fuck. Yes? Okay. So let's be honest.
Correct.
Number one, you were dishonest because why did you take her out to eat if you wanted to actually fuck? Why did you just ask to fuck? So what you did was you manipulated and made her think that you were actually interested in her when you wasn't interested in her. You were just interested in fucking her. So then what reinforced it is you kept pushing that. And she, who has morals, values, judgments, and doesn't trust you, what are you saying she is? You're calling her a slut. Do you not see that?
I see how she could take it that way.
No. She could take it is that way because they don't know. Okay, she doesn't know you. She just met you or talked to you a few times. You took her out and she thought it was because you wanted some kind of a relationship with her. You wanted to fuck her. So you manipulated the situation. You manipulated the situation. You started to talk to her like there was interest. Then you get her in her car, and you're all over her like a wet fucking suit, trying to push up on her, trying to fuck her like she's a slut and a whore. Do you not understand that, young man?
I understand completely where you're coming from.
And listen, if you wanted to fuck, it's better for you to ask what you want and not get it than take her out and spend your money and not get it. I mean, they're all roads lead to the same. You're not going to get it because you're showing her you don't have any experience. And you're easily putting your dick on the market and not withholding it from the market to give it value.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from. I understand you 100%.
So what is your question?
I mean, you basically said it. I mean, you answered it for me. You're saying I'm pushing up on her way too quick. What I want to know is sometimes you'll take a girl out, you'll have a great night, and it leads to that. That's what a night leads to.
Right, but that's where you got to stop as a man, because if she wants to do it, and you give her what she wants, then she's holding the power position. Because at that point, you're fucking her. She ain't fucking you.
Okay.
And then that gives her the power position because you're fucking her because she wants to, which means she can dangle that shit right in your face. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Versus, look, see, you don't have kissing 101. You don't have master the bedroom or making out the stuff, the products we have to get them to need you. Because if you were kissing her the right way as a great kisser would, see, you show women what you are in bed by how you act and behave. Every move, every thought, every behavior gives her an idea of what you're going to do in the bedroom. Do you see why even when I had a woman where I could have fucked her right then and she was giving me all the signs, you want to know why I took her home? Because I'm not going to fuck her because she wants to fuck. Why would I do that to myself when I can become the lead and take it all? I mean, let me ask a question. Are you ever see Django? Remember Django Unchained?
Yes, of course.
What Calvin Candy say to Django? He said, Django was like, hey, you know what? We go to the farm and take the horse. He said, you can't do, why would you do that? The horse still belongs to the owner. They'll hang your ass and bring the horse back to the owner. He said, when he said, I got a better idea and a better proposition. You see that with Norma's here because this is the game that's going on even before Django. But remember he said, I got a better proposition for you. Instead of going to the horse farmer and asking for the horse, why not buy the farm? Because you get everything on that motherfucker. You get the horses, the cows, the pigs, the goats. You get everything. Instead of you got that one trick mind of wanting that one horse. So this is why you got to ask yourself, do you want to be a one trick pony or do you want it all? See, there lies the problem.
I want it all. You're right.
But if you wanted it all, then you would have withheld the dick. See, this is what
you're
I'm saying.
Right.
I know it's hard to live.
You dropping some ism on me right now.
I got you, brother. No, I got you, brother. I say this with love. Listen, brother. PK. What you don't understand is if you would have did a kissing 101 move, master the bedroom, and the towel game that I show you to do to blow their fucking mind, and y'all got in that car, you did a kissing 101, a little bit of making out, a little bit of dirty talk, a little bit of flirt to fuck, and you stopped the shit and took her home, it would have fucked her up. You want to know why?
Yes.
Because just like that raggedy-ass restaurant I talked about the first time, that's what she expects of all you motherfuckers. To give her power to shut your ass down. Just to make you dip your toe and just think that you're so close so she can just yank that shit from you and just give and put herself in a power position. Versus getting her all horny, getting her wet, and cutting her fucking ass off and say, you know what, it's getting too far, I'm going to take you home. Because here's the thing about it. I don't want this to go too far because that's not what I'm about. See, this is where the honesty comes in. Because if you want to fuck, I would just say I want to fuck you straight up and have her just say no. But because of the level I think and I think, did you ever see No Country for Old Men?
Never seen it.
God damn it. Well, you got to watch that. Because the bad guy, Anton Chigurh, he was like, I know where the briefcase, like he was looking for a briefcase of money, right? And he said, I know where the briefcase is and I know where the fuck you at. But you know what? I'm not going across that bridge. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get that goddamn briefcase. You're going to bring your ass and bring it at my fucking feet. That's game. I don't just because I know where it's at doesn't mean I have to go get it. Because if I'm the motherfucking shit, then you're going to bring that shit right to my feet. You're going to fuck me. You're going to need me. See, the problem is because you don't have game, young man. And listen, please understand this, young man. I'm not shaming you for wanting to fuck. I think that is good. I'm glad you like women. But here lies a problem after that point. Because then your thirst to want to fuck them begins to let them get free space in your mind where you feel that you got to fucking force the issue, pressure, beg, barter, and try to please her. Do you see what I'm saying? Versus giving her a sample. You ever been in the mall in the food court? Right? What do they do? People got samples, right?
Yes, sir, they do.
And what they do, they give you, say, hey, sir, would you like to try this for free? Hey, sir, try the bourbon chicken for free or whatever, right? Because they know two things. If you like it, you'll get in line and buy it. And when you go back to the mall, you'll buy it again. So they sold you twice on one sample. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm doing the techniques, the kissing 101, flirt the fucking all stuff to her, and stop it because she wants to fuck, what do you think happens to a woman who has pussy control like that when every guy before you, she has shot down and made her feel that much good? You know, you can get to, you can get, okay, if 10 is fucking, I'll let you get to 8 before I yank the chain from you and leave you with a hard dick. Thus, she's got the control. Why? Because she's in the power position because she said no. You see what I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah.
Versus the... All right, wait, let me show you on a little piece of paper. Hold on. I'm going to show my guys watching, but are you watching me live or you just listening to me?
I'm just listening to you right now.
All right, so I'm going to explain what I'm writing to the guys. I'm drawing a U-shape, okay? Really a U-shape, okay? I'm drawing a U-shape, okay? I'm showing the guys. So the woman expects you guys to come from the left side and the right side or the back door, meaning you're trying to be a friend or like you're doing caller. You're trying to manipulate her to think that you actually want a relationship. So she's already got the sides and the back protected for you, right? But what is the one place she's not protecting? Because nobody ever goes through that place. They're always going through the side door or the back door. But nobody is trying to go through the front fucking door. The front door is wide open because she's never ever had anybody be straight up with her. And see, here's your problem. When you met her, you wanted to take her out. Why did you want to take her out?
I was attracted to her.
You told her, what did you tell her I was attracted? What did you say to her?
Oh yeah, I went up to her. I went up to both of these girls immediately. I said, "How you doing? My name is Nathaniel Calvindale. It's lovely to meet you. I think you're very gorgeous."
Why is it strike one? Why is it lovely to meet her?
It's a lovely day because you're
it's not okay. Her wait, whose lucky day is supposed to be? Her lucky day or your lucky day?
It's my lovely day because every day.
I didn't say lovely. I said listen, sir. Is it her lucky day or your lucky day?
Oh, it's her lucky day, indeed.
But you're not sounding like that. What you sound like? It's my lucky day to meet such a hold on, let me play my, I got to, as you know, you ain't, hold on. Let me find it, because I was trying to avoid this shit. But listen, how you sound. You ready to hear how you sound?
No,
how you ready
to
sound?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a woman. She's so beautiful. Oh, my God. I'm so lucky. Oh, my God. She's so beautiful. Oh, hey. How you doing, girl? My name is Nathaniel. I'm a Pisces. And, you know, girl, I'm so lucky to meet someone like you. I'm just, oh, my God. It seems like the world just changed when I saw someone so attractive.
That's how you sound. You see what I'm saying? You caking. Okay. You caking.
You, Steve, is it what I said or is it how I said it?
Because it's both. Like, listen to what you're saying.
Okay.
Today is your lucky day because you met me. That's how it is. I came from the mountain of ass and titties, took the form of man, and came down and graced you with my motherfucking presence.
I don't want to interrupt you. It's funny you say that because I didn't really even finish what I was saying. Because usually the next thing I go into, this is my, you know, I'm not scripted, but I usually love saying this. I say, oh, it's your lucky day because you met the mayor. I usually say that. That's my funny thing that I say.
No, but all right, like, wait, that's okay, but you're not. Here's the problem. It's okay what you said, but you got to – I'll give you an A for what you said, but why would I fail you overall? Because okay. When you know the rule – what's the rule of Jill Scott? What's the rule of Jill Scott?
I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you. Here's the rule of Jill Scott. Listen. Hold on, here we go.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do – then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Hey, so,
I got you.
It's your lucky day you met the mayor is just telling her what to do. I mean, you're not telling her what to do because you can't, but no. Why not you met the mayor and the mayor has decreed on this day of our Lord, July 29th, 2022, 2022, listen to me, dog. You bring out your Paul Revere. Hear ye, on this day of our Lord Nathaniel, of the day of July 29th, 2022. I declare this day your lucky day, and as your lucky day, I will be free Saturday, 7 o'clock. You wear something sexy. And allow us to enjoy your day and celebrate our day together. You see the difference between that?
I like how you think. I really do.
Wait a second. Hold on. Top. Wait. Dog, please pay attention to the fucking message and stop looking at the messengers, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. You see what I'm saying? You got to tell her what to do. You're just talking to her. I mean, excuse me, not even to her. You're talking at her. I want you to learn how to talk to women. Okay, listen. Have you ever watched Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words?
Man, you put like all the movies I've never seen.
All right. You need to watch Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words because that's a movie to show you. Wait, listen. That's a movie to show you that your words are very important and you don't waste your words. Don't waste your time and don't waste your words.
That's 100% right there.
Okay, please continue. Go ahead.
I was going to say the reason I go in like that and I kind of talk at her first is because that's how I grab attention. It's like an attention grabber on an essay.
This is where you're wrong. Come on. Let me tell you where you're wrong. How can you grab her attention when you're doing everything that everybody else is doing?
Listen to me.
When you're talking at a woman, no matter if you're tall, short, rich, poor, no matter where you live, on Mars or Jupiter, you're coming from the side. And you're coming from the back. You're not being a buck. See, I talk to women. What you see is what you get. I'm not wasting my time. See what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit around and joke around with you because, okay, think about this. Let me show you something deep. All right, let me show you some depth. This is deep. All right, watch this. Now, guys, I want my guys to get y'all pencils out because I'm doing this in my head, but follow this, all right? I want you guys to draw a clock, okay? Guys, just put 12, 6, 9, and 3 on your clock, okay, guys? 12, 6, 9, and 3. Now watch this call. It's very important, okay? What if the woman that is going to suck your dick and bring you other women 15 minutes away from you in your future, right? But you spend 16 minutes with this fucking woman talking about a bunch of nothing. Then guess what you missed out on? You missed out on that. You missed out on your future. You see, what I'm saying is that the way the world works, and this is like deep. I don't want to get too deep. But most of you guys don't realize that every move that you make is going to shift you and put you on a different pathway. So your destiny might have been 10 minutes away, but yet you spent 12 minutes wasting your time with somebody, so you missed out that opportunity right there. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying 100%.
Yeah, you never know. See, time is a weird thing, but you can learn how to control time by not wasting time. That's how you control time. Where when you put your time to something, you learn from it and move, and you just talk. Yeah, but you're just beating around the bush with the chick. Does that make any sense?
I understand.
Okay, but no, I know you wanted to say something. But go ahead, I'm listening.
No, that's kind of like, I understand what you're saying. You're saying with the first two dates, you're saying I was more running, not walking. I was running to it, but I need to pull back because I'm giving them too much.
Well, yeah, too soon. Okay, wait. Why are diamonds expensive? Do they just hand those fuckers out to anyone who wants one?
Exactly, they're right? Rare.
They're why are they rare? Because they're withheld from the marketplace, right?
Yeah, correct.
So this is what guys don't understand. But see, here, I'm going to teach you something. No one's ever told you this. This is what marketers don't want you to know about. The more you hold off the dick, the faster you get it. Okay, let me ask you a question. I know you've seen the James Bond movie, right?
Of course.
Yes, Universal. They need to watch Dark. They don't even understand the depth of Dark. Guys, write that down. Netflix Dark. They don't understand the depth of how the world works. But what I'm saying to you, caller, is this. Have you ever heard James Bond saying, "Hello, my name is Bond, James Bond, let's fuck"?
No, never heard him saying that.
So, but why did the women fuck him? Because he's
fucking.
They were
so intrigued by him.
Right, you go by the fact they know
they
look good. Right, no. He is that guy. But they are finding out he's that guy because that guy gets other pussy, and they're realizing that my body, okay, I can't dangle my body to him because he has so many other bodies. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, if a man has bodies and she brings her body, doesn't that cancel everything out? Everything cancels out, right? Right.
Yeah, like a math.
Wait. So then what does it force the woman to do? Find other ways. But listen, Carl, it's going to get deep. Once you cancel out the body and she's figuring out other ways to get you to be intrigued by her, who's renting space in whose mind? Come on, man. This is deep. Think about it.
I'm renting space in her mind.
No. I'm staying with James Bond. Okay. She meets James Bond. James Bond cancels her out on the body. She's intrigued by him and wants to fuck with him. But now she's thinking of ways to get him his attention. So if she's doing that, who's living in whose mind right now? Who's renting space in whose mind right now?
James Bond is renting space in her mind.
No. Wait. She's thinking about him.
Yeah,
James in her mind. So she's giving him space rent-free, which puts him in a power position. You see what I'm saying? Power position. So, but do you see, hey, thank you, Russ, but do you see why when a woman wanted to fuck me, why I didn't want to fuck? Because if I would have fucked her because she wanted to fuck me, I only would have conquered the town. But do you think Thanos would be satisfied with conquering a town? Or does he want everything? General Zod, everything. Dark Side, everything. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I don't want the little house. I want the land that the house is on. And then I grab the other land around that. And the thing about it is, she's going to give me the deed. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to. Okay. All right. Think about this. Okay. Think about this. Does a dress have to take a woman out for her to want to wear it?
No.
It just stands still, does it not?
Yes, correct.
And positions itself. And the woman sees the dress and she's fascinated by the dress. Because in her mind, she's already imagining what the dress is going to, how it's going to make her feel. But also, what is it like to have the dress on her body? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is the game that we're giving you right here. See, if you, okay, when these women said no, what's the last conversation you had with these women?
With the first two women, I haven't spoke to them.
Okay, so then you're bitter. Why didn't you speak to them?
No, I'm not bitter. I was not bitter.
Will you please listen? Okay, I don't think you're listening to me. Okay. Why didn't you speak? Okay, let's do the mathematics. You wanted to fuck. You spent a little bit of money. You started messing around. She didn't give you what you wanted, and then you stopped calling her. So does that make you fuck? Come on now, stop. Let's add it up. Why haven't you talked to her then? Why haven't you talked to her then?
Let me explain. I'm going to explain. The first one, I did shoot a message. I shot a message. She didn't shoot me. She didn't shoot
and
me.
And what is the message that you said?
We set up a date, another date, while we're in the car type shit.
All right. This is after you try to put your hands on her or afterwards?
This is afterwards. Like, we're done.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
You have a woman. All right, let's do the math. You have a woman that wants to date you, and you're already lying to her because you don't really want to take her out. You're just using that fucking thing to try to give her a lie, like fake gold. You're manipulating the situation.
I do enjoy taking them out.
Now, please finish.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Your ulterior motive at the end was just to fuck. Yeah, let's be honest.
Right,
so what you did was you played this acting role like you were actually interested in it. Then when you got in the car, you put y'all messed around and you kept pushing it. She said no, and she was turned off. But then you have the nerve to ask her for another date when she knows what the experience is going to be like. Why the fuck would she go out with a creepy guy? And I'm not calling you creepy, but what you're doing was some creepy shit because you lied to her. You use the food or the icy place as a manipulation tactic to try to get the pussy because you acted like you were actually interested in the conversation and you wasn't because your motive was sex and that's your problem. So that's why I say you're just better off asking what you want and save. How much was your icy? How much was your icy?
It was about $2-3.
Well, I would have saved you $2 or $3, gas money, and all other shit by just asking what you want. That way, if that's all you wanted, I'd rather do that than you getting mad or her being all freaked out by you. She's not going to go out on a date with someone that makes her feel like a slut, dude.
Okay. Understandable.
She trusted you and your word that you actually wanted to get to know her, but you didn't want to get to know her. All you wanted to do was smash. Thus, you made her feel like she was a whore. I don't see what's so funny.
No, it's the truth. Truth is a beautiful thing.
Well, it is a beautiful thing because all you got to do is be real with them. And listen, the reason I be real with her because if she wants to fuck me, I want her to fuck me at 100% her. I don't want to manipulate a situation, and I don't want to deceive a situation, man. Why would I do that to myself? I want it
to be all right.
I don't want any sidebar pussy because I'm not a sidebar motherfucker. So real quick, What happened to the last one?
Beautiful, beautiful thing you asked about the last one. So the last one was actually yesterday, and, you know, we're at the school. We're just chopping game. You know, we're just speaking. I walk into her car, and you know, I end up kissing her because she's the way she's talking. Like I'm saying things.
All right,
like, well, oh,
you ended up kissing her. Then what? You ended up kissing her. Then what?
Right. She then invites me inside her car. we started
all right, when
kissing
you,
a little
when you kissed her, what did you do? Walk me through it. When you kissed her, what happened? All right, you kissed her, then what happened?
Her.
And then what?
What happened right after I kissed her?
Walk me through. Now, listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity to walk me through everything that happened, because after you say that, I don't want to hear, oh, yeah, I did that. What happened after you kissed her? Walk me through it.
So we're at, okay, we stopped by her car.
No,
right
no, listen now. You, no, no, no. You kissed her. Wait, wait. You kissed her. What happened
okay,
next?
I kissed her.
I don't want to know.
I kissed
her. What happened?
I'm feeling on her body, you know, caressing her, grabbing her. And I pull back, and she's like, oh, you got to, because I'm going to invite you in my car. I was like, okay, that sounds like an invite to me. And then I walk on the other side. I open the door, and we get in. And as we get in, we go back to making out and kissing again, and I'll touch her. But it's funny that you say I didn't pull back the first 2 days, because this time I pulled back, and I stopped, and I said, it was lovely. It was a lovely time to speak with you, but I have to leave.
Right.
So I end up leaving her, and she was like, oh, don't. I got out of the car. I told her, give up, and I said, get out and give me a hug before I leave, right? So I give her a hug, and I kiss her. She's like, stop before you turn me on again. And she said, I want to go somewhere else. And I was like, no, that's okay, type shit, right? So I end up leaving, and that was the end of the date. Thing about it is,
I'm going to tell you where you fucked up. Where'd you fuck up? Hold on. Abdul, I'm going to ask you this last question. Please stop asking questions again. I'm going to kick you out of the room. Hold on, caller. No, Marcus, he did a lot wrong. Fuck, he did a lot wrong. Hold on a second. Abdul, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. Do not ask any bitch-ass questions like this again. Caller, I had to pause you because this dumbass is saying, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, should I share with her insecurities I have about a relationship? Motherfucker, if you say some shit like that, get out of this room. Don't you ever ask me no bitch-ass questions like that again, or I'm going to block you. Matter of fact, don't say shit else again. Now, let me show you where you went wrong.
Yes, sir.
See, you kissed her, and you put your hands on her.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you where you went wrong. Why wasn't you talking to that pussy?
I love to talk.
No, you wasn't talking. Nope, I don't want to hear that, because I gave you a chance to tell me everything
Damn.
You said. Nope, you didn't.
Please,
don't lie to me.
Don't
hang up on you. I'm going to hang up on you. I asked you what you said. You didn't say nothing.
Damn, man. I started.
You didn't lean into her ear. And you didn't tell
Damn,
her how sexy this was. You didn't tell her how nice she felt at your hands. And you didn't tell her that, you know what, these are the moments. Shut the fuck up, dude. Please shut the fuck up. You didn't say this shit. But please shut the fuck up and let me finish. I'll let you talk. Shut up, please.
Yes, sir.
You did, and let me show you where you were wrong. Because you didn't tell her about why you like moments like this. Because moments like this are not about the sex. It's about the connection. And I know that you want to go in that back seat, but I'm not going to do anything you don't want to do. So if you get in that car and you unlock the other side of the door, I will be happy to go on the other side, because at that point you are inviting me in. But I don't want to ever make you think that I'm trying to force you to do or be anything else. I can be fine with this moment right here. But the last thing I want you to think that I'm trying to push this somewhere else. That's where you went fucking wrong, sir. Because you did it to her. You kept rubbing and kissing. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'll go in and do it. So you went in there and started kissing her and messing around. Then what happened?
I mean, I said that I spoke to her. You said I didn't. I was talking, you know. I was
Wait. Stop. How old are you, big dog? Right. How old are you?
21.
Okay. Did I not ask you to tell me everything that happened? Yes or no? Did I not give you a chance? Did I not say, tell me? So don't do that, because I don't like liars. Stop. I gave you the chance. I asked you to tell me everything that happened, and you told me everything that happened. So don't come around and say, oh, yeah, I did that. Because then I'm going to hang up because I don't want to hear that shit. I hate liars. I asked you, tell me everything that happened. And you told me everything that happened. Don't give me that, oh, yeah, I did and said that. You lying motherfucker. You didn't do that shit. Because if you had game, you would have had all three of them women right now. So now we got that bullshit out the way. Whatever happened to that woman?
Well, you know, it happened yesterday.
What happened at the end of the day, dude?
The end of the day, I ended off with a kiss. She's like, oh, I'll text you. And I said, you do that.
Why
and
do you all motherfucker stop? My God.
What the game is that?
No, look, I had a guy do the same thing. He had a woman that told him, a woman instructed him to text him. Okay? Yeah. Listen. Hold on, man. Let me go and let you go. This ain't for you, buddy. Take care. This ain't for you. Now, listen. Listen to me. Did she drive home by herself?
Yes, she did.
And how far was her drive that night?
I don't think it was that far. I can't tell you exactly.
I don't give a fuck if it's 10 feet. Why is she telling you? Why is she taking the man role and telling your fucking ass what to do? Why is she telling you what the fuck to do?
No, she told me she'll text me.
Why is she? Well, what the fuck is she doing? She's telling you what to do. Is she not telling you what to do?
That's a good point.
So if she's telling you what to do, who's the woman? Who's the bitch? Who's the man and who's the bitch?
Okay.
Do you want me to play the rule of Jill Scott again? You want me to play the rule of Jill Scott again?
Right. No need. I already know it. No need.
What I'm saying to you is why in the fuck didn't you lead and direct that woman by letting her know, I want you, when you get home safely, let me know you got home. Message me. Why is she telling you, like, why is she telling your punk ass what to do? This is why y'all lose.
I hate losing, coach.
No, you choose to lose because you ain't even doing shit right.
You're right.
You got to let these motherfucking women, you got to lead them.
That's why I'm coming
you
to get
never,
right
you know. You never let a motherfucking woman tell you to call me because then she's taking the man role, dog. Does that not compute?
Now that you're saying it, it definitely computes. I didn't even think about it that way.
Because you don't have game. That's the problem. Because you ain't got me as your mentor to see this shit.
Yeah.
So what happened next? What happened next?
That's the end of the date. That's the end of the date.
That was the end of the date. Who won? Yes, who lost? So you haven't heard from her since, right?
No, I haven't heard from her since.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Not only don't you have game, but do you understand your kissing game is bad, your fuck game is terrible, your mouthpiece is whack? Because all those three women have the same thing in common, and that is you put hands and lips on them and that no structure, and your game was weak.
I understand. That's why
y'all
I'm
got bumped. I had to block a guy because he was cheering you on, talking about you did nothing wrong. Fuck, you did everything wrong.
Steve, I came to you because I felt like I did something wrong.
Right. You did a lot of things wrong.
Yeah, and I want a question. I want to win. I came to a winner.
I learned from a winner, so that's why.
Learn some game and you'll win, but I'm just telling you, I got, because we don't got much time. We got less than 10 minutes, but you got to learn game, son. You cannot
understand,
do this, brother. You can't do this.
That's
okay.
Okay. Now, Steve, right? This is repairable. I was thinking, should I call her? Because that's what I was planning on doing.
Well, you call her right now. You want to call her right now and tell her to come see you?
Right now. Now I got,
okay.
I got,
you don't
want to
do it.
I'll call her right now.
I'll just call her right now and tell her you want to see her. And tell her right, call her right now and say, what's up, sexy? I was thinking about yesterday and I'm free tomorrow. Let's get together. You're going to call her right now.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead and call her right now. We'll be quiet.
Let me go ahead and find her phone number. I'm making a call right now. Oh, the phone with the voicemail.
Nope, call her back. Leave her voicemail. We want to hear it. Go.
Okay.
Hank, call her back. Stop acting like a chicken shit. Get your ass on there. Get a voicemail.
Gotcha.
And let me hear you leave her a voice message.
Okay.
I'm hanging up on him. You bullshit. You know what I'm saying, dog? See, this is what I'm saying, man. Y'all wonder why y'all lose and shit. He ain't called that fucking woman because it doesn't take that long to leave a voicemail. I don't know, point his ass. I'm tired of that shit. Anyway, guys, as I said before, we got a few, okay? Listen, this is what we're going to do. Look, I told you, Abdul. We got to let Abdul. I told you, dog. I told you to stop talking, didn't I? You got to go, dog. Get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. I told him. I told him to be quiet. Did I not warn him to be quiet? This ain't for him. He got to get the fuck out. He got to get the fuck out. You can't be talking about all that feminine-ass shit. David, last question. How do I say? How can I skip the drug Fatal Beauty? An artist, as an artist, I consider it rather than something superficial. Concurrence of her soul, outer image. Dude, wake the fuck up. Come on, man. Come on, Steve. Come on, man. Come on. Steve. David, come on, brother. David, I'm an artist too, big dog. And stop that shit, man. Stop that. Listen. I love the beauty in my poetry. Guys, if y'all just joining us, I got a brand new poem called I Don't Like Her Nudes that are out. It's out right now. It's free. If y'all put the poetry link to show them. But what I'm saying to you is this. Speak of beauty and sexuality, and that's fine. Okay? But what is all this shit about her soul and outer image of her inner reality? What is all of that, dog? What are you talking about? I don't understand. I don't understand, brother. I don't understand what you're talking about. You're, I don't understand. I'm lost. So get some coaching, holler at me. But I don't understand. And I'm saying is, see, the problem is you can't escape her drug because you worship the woman. And that's y'all's problem. So I keep trying to tell you. And this is why they're not messing with y'all, because y'all are too thirsty over women. Can someone post the poetry link, please? I don't reply to her nudes. I just dropped that. It's called I Don't Reply to Her Nudes. And y'all can get the link. Did someone please post the link if y'all could, please? But I'm just trying to tell you, dog, you got to wake up, okay? You just got to be able to lead yourself and stop making everything about women. Guys, we have a few more minutes left. If y'all got any other questions, I'm here answering your questions. And y'all got a few more. Anyone got questions, please go ahead and ask if y'all got any questions. But I do want to say to all you guys who are listening, I'm the only one that says it, and I will continue to say this. Guys, always think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, and you will grow as men. But, guys, I appreciate y'all guys out here. You've convinced me the answer is to just do it, But there's a girl I can tell has been hot and cold with me. My fault, because of faulty game. I haven't seen. Well, remember, here's the problem, E. The problem is that you've already created your world with her, and she doesn't respect you. But, hey, David, it was a great question, though, David. I appreciate the question. Thank you, sir. But, E, what I'm saying to you, my brother, is that it's not about, okay. The answer, I got a few minutes. The answer is not just about doing it. And guys, y'all, God damn it, I'll post a link. Y'all ain't fast enough. Where are my guys at? Where's the link? Come on, guys. Hold on. Jeez, let me grab the link. Ah, come on, guys. I got to be fast. Hold on, guys. Hopefully someone beats me to the link. God, man, come on. Come on, my guys. Come on. Pass that link to these people. All right, here's the link, guys. Yeah, I'll post it. Jesus, y'all are all my moderators. Jesus Christ. Oh, you did, Cody? All right, I just did it right there. There's a link, guys. So it's already out. Y'all can check that out. But no, getting back to you, brother. What I'm saying to you real quick is I got to get ready to roll is simply this, brother. It is not about just doing it, because you're not going to do it just by saying you're going to do it. The way that you're going to do it is by answering these questions of why you should do it. Are you going to defend the standard of your why? Stand on it and express it. And then once you're able to do that, then you must take that thought, because it's how deep game is, not to Paul Revere, but you got to take that thought to your marketing team and see if you can market what you want to do to yourself. See, the problem with a lot of people out here, they tell you just do shit. And that's why y'all fail, because y'all too busy doing shit, but y'all ain't doing anything at all. Okay? Y'all not doing anything at all. Okay? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Okay? But guys, I do appreciate all you guys. Y'all are wonderful men. I got y'all covered.